What's a contractor really cost? The Energy Department's finding out the hard way. They're spending more money reimbursing contractors for expenses like pensions and other post-retirement benefits. Mark Gaffigan is the Managing Director for Natural Resources and Environment Issues at the Government Accountability Office, and he's my guest to talk about this issue. But you've got something more important than all of this going on at home, don't you, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. We just celebrated my son Sam's high school graduation. So congrats to him and the Walkersville High School class of 2011.
And congratulations to all of them. And Sam is headed where?
University of Maryland.
All right. He'll be a Terp, and hopefully, does he have a career of government service ahead of him, do you think?
He may.
All right. Well, thank you very much for letting us know about him, and congratulations to him. The Energy Department, as I mentioned, is spending a decent amount of money, and it appears the number continues to go up on costs that they're paying to contractors like pensions and post-retirement benefits. I imagine that some folks looking at this for the first time would be surprised to hear that the government's responsible for those expenses for contractors at all.
Yeah, absolutely. The Department of Energy is quite unique in that about 90% of its budget goes to cost-reimbursable contracts to carry out its mission. And this kind of goes back to the legacy of the Manhattan Project and the development of our nuclear weapons stockpile and afterwards the cleanup associated with it. Most people don't realize about two-thirds of DOE's activities are actually dealing with both the maintaining of our nuclear stockpile and the environmental cleanup that's the legacy from years of producing these weapons.
The expenses that are involved here, is the department paying them directly to the contractors? Is there some how does the actual payment work?
Right. They're on what's called a cost reimbursable contract. So their job is to run the national labs, the production facilities that make up the Department of Energy's major activities. And the Department of Energy has oversight of the contract, and costs that are deemed to be reasonable are reimbursable to the contractor. What has happened in the benefit side of things, and this includes both pensions and other post-retirement benefits, would be things like retirees' health benefits, dental benefits, life insurance, is that liabilities continue to grow. You have multiple contracts. Currently, DOE has 46 different contractors with multiple different types of plans. And we have pointed out, starting in the early 2000, that no one is sort of paying attention to the growing liability there, and that perhaps the government needed to do that, because ultimately the taxpayers are going to foot the bill for this.
This is very similar to the debate that's playing out in some states around the country, and to some degree there are some members of Congress that are already starting to talk about this for federal employees, the amount of benefits that they receive and so forth, and what their pensions look like. Is this attracting the same kind of attention, or who's paying attention to this at this point in time? Who's asking you to keep an eye on this?
Right. Basically, the appropriations committees, because what they're seeing is an increased request from the Department of Energy to carry out the mission to provide the amount of money they need to meet both the pension and the post-retirement benefits. In early 2000, just to give you some sense of the numbers, you know, the total amount that DOE needed to fulfill its pension obligation was about $50 million. They're projecting in by 2012 that bill might be $1.7 billion. Post-retirement benefits, particularly in the health area, have continued to grow steady, and that's grown by about three times, from about $200 million to about $600 million projected in 2012. The problem is that a lot of these numbers weren't transparent. They're sort of buried in indirect costs, and when the appropriators are going to provide money for waste cleanup or stockpile stewardship, they're not actually seeing the amount going towards these benefits. And as the liability is growing, more of the money has to go to pay for these benefits and less can go to missions. So mm-hmm. The program side is also concerned about this.
Is there anything the DOE can do about this other than ask for more money every year?
We have a couple recommendations. It's a difficult situation in that they don't have the fiduciary responsibility over the pensions and the retirement benefits that are offered. Those are decisions made by the contractors. But DOE has opportunities, and we point this out in our current report, to perhaps exercise some more active oversight. In particular, doing good analysis of both liabilities in particular taking a look at when the contracts come up for recompeting, do they want to continue the same benefits or they want to revisit them? One issue that's pretty easy to look at and pretty easy to do is take a look at the benefits and decide, well, if we may have benefits for these folks that have signed up to work for us for these number of years, perhaps we can look to changing these benefit plans for the new hires. In other words, those that are coming in, let's move from one particular plan to another plan that may be less costly.
Congratulations again to Sam Gaffigan, a proud graduate of Walkersville High School, you said?
That's right, Frederick County, Maryland.
All right, excellent. And, Mark, thank you very much for explaining this situation that the Energy Department's in. I appreciate your time this afternoon.
You're welcome, Francis. Have a good day.
You too. Mark Gaffigan is the Managing Director for Natural Resources and Environment Issues at the GAO, and you can read this report and find out what energy's up against at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.